Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
An elementary school teacher in Wisconsin was arrested after she allegedly made out with one of her fifth grade students just months before her wedding, which is why you should never have your bachelorette party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow. Yeah, this is a troubling story before we get to real news. I mean, we're all familiar with the hottie, always blonde teacher having sexual relations with students, but it's usually it's like a 13 to 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And this was a fifth grader. And this woman who looks like all the other women who do this and her husband or her fiance were supposed to get married in July. He has called off the wedding since he found the texts between her and her 11-year-old student. There was no real sexual activity, as far as I can tell from this story, but lots of making out and kissing and stuff like that.
How old is this nut job?
She's a grown-up. I don't remember the age, but she looked like about 30.
Well, I was going to say, it is always, and there's got to be a name for this. I wonder if there is this syndrome where a woman, as she's just on the cusp of losing her youthful sexual power and beauty, has to feel one more blast of that, and so goes after a high school kid or something. She's 24. That's younger than usual. Thanks, Katie.
I get the first part of that.
Yeah.
But why isn't it another guy of your age? Which is also devastatingly awful because, you know, you're supposed to be getting married, and you got to prove once again that you're hot for the world, but a child?
Well, I think it's because you have all the power in that relationship. You want control, I would guess, and I'm just guessing, but she's a little young. She's younger than what I generally think of.
24.
These nut jobs.
This one's 24.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's something.
Before we turn to a couple of stories about China that you'll find of interest, Michael, does 11 need any setup?
No, not really.
All right, let's hear it. This is a close ally of China. I wish I knew Korean.
Sounds like a gum commercial. Is it a gum commercial?
It's a propaganda song praising Kim Jong-un.
Sounds like a gum or soda commercial.
Very commie meets K-pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I knew the words to that. See if you can come up with the translation someday. Anyway.
And so, it's a hit on TikTok. Great.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. And actually, stay tuned, speaking of TikTok, but a lot of coverage of Xi Jinping's visit to Europe this week. He's doing a whirlwind tour of France? Oh, I had it right in front of me. France, is it Romania? And Serbia, not Romania. What the heck? Anyway, it was interesting to me because I read yesterday in the Wall Street Journal that France has really been cozying up to China and making it clear they're going their own way and playing both sides and blah, 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 and really cozying up to Xi Jinping. The very same publication has the headline, China's Xi should not expect an easy ride in Europe this time because Europe is pissed off at him for helping to finance the Russians. And so he's expected to get a lot of resistance, blah, blah, blah.
I hope that's true.
Yeah, I hope it is, too. Europe is so divided at this point, with a couple, including Serbia, leaning so far toward Russia and China that they might as well be in their camp. The idea of the EU is nice, but they just got too big and too widespread. And now they're not a reliable ally at all, and they're in conflict with each other. And it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this. Although I read Ian Bremmer's readout of what was going to happen and what the various leaders were saying, and it's all crap. It's all that diplomatic nice speak. Watch what they do.
Well, I'm looking up at the TV screen, and all your news channels are going with Netanyahu's warning to Rafah and that last holdout area of Gaza, get out of there, we're coming in. All of the stuff you're just talking about, well, everything, college campus protests, relationship with all the different European countries and the relationships with each other and Israel, that's all about to like go to get turned up to 11 this week when they go into Rafah. This is going to be a heck of a week.
Right, right. Yeah, Hungary was who I was looking for. So France, which is one of the more friendly of the definitely Western European countries, and then a couple of East-leaning ones. But speaking of China and TikTok, I thought this was an encouraging note. A majority of Americans see TikTok as a Chinese tool meant to influence and shape U.S. public opinion, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll.
Awesome.
Which does not tend to swing conservative at all. Some 58% of respondents agreed that the Chinese government uses TikTok to, quote, influence American public opinion, while only 13% disagreed.
That
was
awesome.
Shocked by that, yeah. 58 to 13, which leaves, what would that be, about 30% saying they're unsure or didn't answer.
But so Americans feel that way, but all their kids are on TikTok like it's their job? Literally, because they're spending 7 to 8 hours on it every single day. My teenager said, one of his best friends, he said he spends like 6-7 hours a day on TikTok.
Wow. Wow.
And that's just it's astonishing to me.
To your point, 50% of Americans supported banning TikTok. Well, oh, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. 46% of Americans agree that China uses TikTok to, quote, spy on everyday Americans. So it's a tool to influence us, according to a huge majority, and a significant plurality agree that China uses TikTok to spy on everyday Americans. But only 50% of Americans supported banning TikTok, while 32% opposed a ban.
Mm.
So you've got damn near twice as many opposing the ban as who, I'm sorry, it's more than twice as many who oppose the ban as would say, no, I don't think they're trying to influence American public opinion. So isn't the bottom line, oh, yeah, spying tool, it's a propaganda tool, but it's funny. They got funny videos on there, so we ought to go ahead and keep it.
Or that's where I get my restaurant reviews or my weather or whatever.
There's that. I always forget about that aspect, those aspects of TikTok.
I don't use it, and it never even crosses my mind, but I know that's a lot of people, place. That's where a lot of y'all go, first place you go, if you're looking for a hotel or whatever.
I'll go to the Yellow Pages. Take a look. If they got a big banner ad, I figure they're successful. That's probably a good restaurant.
You know where I should start going? Because I just signed up a couple of weeks ago, as I mentioned, is Nextdoor. I like people on Nextdoor when I get the Nextdoor alert. Does anybody know if there's a good, like, you know, bagel place in this town? Is that how you're going to figure it out on Nextdoor?
Hey, old people deserve the internet, too. Hey, more news of the day to come after a quick word from our friends at HelloFresh. Satisfy your taste buds with fresh spring flavors and ready-in-a-snap recipes from HelloFresh. Ready in 20, delicious home-cooked meals, ready in 20 minutes.
Now, they got all kinds of different food, everything you can imagine, but for Asian Heritage Month, they've got, for instance, this Japanese pork and cabbage sun noodle yakisoba or something. And a bunch of other stuff that I would normally think, well, there's no way I can make that. I know that I can, because I've made enough of these HelloFresh meals now to know that following the super easy instructions and the ingredients are already portioned out and everything like that, I can make it and it's going to taste amazing. I can make it.
HelloFresh helps you mix things up with over 45 chef-crafted recipes to choose from each week. Have the family get together and choose what they want. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome, there's something to please everyone at your table. Join HelloFresh today. You'll get free dessert for life by going to HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet. I don't even remember how many years Judy and I have been subscribing to HelloFresh. We love it. That's one dessert item free per box forever with an active subscription at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet. One more time, give them a call. Support those who support us. HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet.
I can't cook nothing, and I've made several meals that turned out delicious.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely delicious. I often say if I'd ordered this at a restaurant, I would order it again.
Presentation's not so good when I make it.
You don't array it like in the picture?
I'm not good at the presentation.
It's all about the arraying.
You would not order it. If it came to in a restaurant looking the way I put it on the plate, you probably wouldn't even try it.
What happened back there?
Are you hiring special needs people as like a charity thing?
Which is nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
But yeah. So Israel wants to go into Rafah. Going to be a nightmare, both militarily and PR-wise.
Well, both. I've heard, I don't know how many different military experts say this might be the most challenging fighting environment in world history, which is a heck of a thing to say. But you got a whole bunch of Hamas fighters there, including the leader there, Osama bin Laden, who planned the whole October 7th thing they think is in those tunnels. So that's the reason they want to go in there. And then the PR part that you just mentioned, I was looking up at the TV. I mean, they're already questioning the decision, that sort of thing. Ooh. And there could be a lot of Israeli soldiers die. This could be quite the week politically. A lot of pressure on Biden. Those college students are just going to go berserk.
If it was all happening above ground and in trenches in the usual modes of warfare, it would be a nightmare. The fact that they have to deal with and seal all those underground tunnels right on the border with Egypt, and it's just crazy.
Well, like, remember, as I pointed out last week, there was reporting that inside the White House, they just want to get to graduation. If they can get these colleges if they can hold out until graduation, get these kids home before the next, shoe drops, then they won't have to deal with the unrest and, picking a side and all that sort of stuff.
So you got A. Blinken, the Secretary of State, begging Benji Netanyahu every day to hold off, at least until the Ivy League's done. Hold off, and Netanyahu's thinking, hell, right. Seriously, you're asking this of me?
Right. That's a heck of a way to run a country.
It's very tail-wagging dogish to me.
So why do I think Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, is no longer on the list at all for being vice president? Well, her performance on Face the Nation yesterday is why, and we've got at least one clip to explain that result.
I got one for you. See how you like this. A garden gnome will be Veep before Kristi Noem.
Hmm?
Not my best work. Michael?
Yeah.
No.
No, it wasn't that good.
All right.
A garden gnome would have answered the questions better than she did yesterday. But she looked hot, if that was her goal. And a bunch more stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Across the country, colleges are on high alert as they prepare for graduation events. Over the weekend, there were limited disruptions to some commencement ceremonies, including at the University of Michigan.
Did you see what happened at the University of Michigan? That was awesome. So they got to have their graduation ceremony in that giant football stadium that holds 150,000 people, and you include the people on the field. That's a lot of people. But there was a big demonstration, and so people started going down the aisles with the Free Palestine BS and wearing their keffiyehs and everything like that and chanting. Pretty soon, the parents and students started chanting USA and absolutely drowned it out.
Nice.
I mean, it was just deafeningly loud, the USA chants.
Beautiful.
And they quickly got them out of there. The cops ran down the aisles, grabbed them, got out of there. It was freaking fantastic.
That's great.
It is great. And the polling would show you that's where America is on this.
Yep. Tiny, tiny share of Americans are represented by these a-holes, pardon me.
But that's before this happens this week. Here's a little report on what we get to look forward to this week.
Israel's defense minister signaled an operation in Rafah will begin soon. The Israeli military released video of what it says are projectiles fired by Hamas near Rafah, where aid was being allowed to enter Gaza. That crossing is now closed. We understand the Hamas delegation is leaving Cairo, where the talks were taking place.
Yeah, that didn't get enough attention over the weekend. Lots of talk about, did the police go too far in clearing out the protesters? Not enough attention to the latest aid everybody's trying to get into Rafah, Hamas fired rockets at it, so they closed that down. Unbelievable.
Yes, it is unbelievable. The way people cling to their preconceptions in the face of all facts just continues to amaze me.
So the New York Times said yesterday, the latest round of negotiations between Israel and Hamas hit an impasse on Sunday as mediators struggled to bridge the remaining gaps. So as you just heard in that clip, the Hamas delegation left Cairo, Egypt, and two Israeli officials who also left said the negotiations are in crisis.
Yes, offering 500 of yours for every one of ours and 6 weeks of ceasefire and everything. Any reasonable person would have said absolutely yes, Hamas rejected, because that's their point. They want worldwide condemnation of Israel. How best to get rid of Israel? Can you beat them on the battlefield? No. What if Israel loses all of their global support? Wait a minute, you're on to something there, Ahmad. Tell me more.
The main obstacle in the talks was the duration of the ceasefire, with Hamas demanding it be a permanent ceasefire, as in, the war is over, so we came into your country out of nowhere, murdered you all in your sleep. You fight back for a while without eliminating us, and then you stop for some reason. That's a good negotiating position. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressing openness to only a temporary halt in the fighting. Well, if that's the what they call it, a gap in the negotiation, it's sort of like a gap of it's like a Norm MacDonald's joke when he went back to Saturday Night Live as the host after he got fired. He said the main disagreement was they didn't want me here and I wanted to continue. I mean, yeah, that's what you got going on in Israel. I mean, it's just. And as we've mentioned, the Israeli army today ordered tens of thousands of people in the southern city of Rafah to begin evacuating, signaling that the long promised ground invasion is imminent.
I saw some editorial writer in the New York Times over the weekend pitching the idea of a 10-year plan for a two-state solution in which the people of Gaza would throw off the yoke of Hamas and embrace a more moderate blah, 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 and Israel would occupy Gaza for a limited time, reinstall order there, and then an international blah, 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 and then finally the two-state zabba-dabba-do.
But how in the hell do you live in a world where the main point of all this unrest on college campuses is this is a genocide? They're starving the people. And then you try to get in food aid, and Hamas bombs the aid.
That didn't happen. That did not happen. Signed, simple-minded little college doofuses.
Well, it didn't get a lot of coverage.
Well, that's true. But their handlers will tell them that, nope, that's Zionist lies right there. That's the Jews who control the media. That's what they'll tell them.
And on Fox today, on Fox and Friends, they were actually putting a map up there saying, just to let you know, this is where Roth is and everything like that. And I hadn't seen the map in a while, but I'd seen it before. Egypt is right there, and there's a big opening right there, but Egypt keeps it locked up.
Yeah.
So nobody can come in or out.
Likewise, Jordan.
It's not the United States and Israel only. It's Jordan and Egypt that also don't want any of these people coming into their country or to help them for a variety of political reasons.
If you're not familiar with it, Egypt let a bunch of Palestinians in, including radicals. They assassinated their president. They let him into Jordan. That led to years and years of warfare and unease, which continues today. Kuwait let a bunch of Palestinians in, and that turned into a nightmare for them. There are too many hardcore Islamists in that group who believe in totalitarian rule.
So coming up next, I'm not anti-Kristi Noem as the vice president because she shot her dog. I'm anti-Kristi Noem because she's a hack. And she put stuff in her book that ain't true. And you'll hear that explained by her coming up in just a few minutes.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
In a new book, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem revealed that she once shot a dog that was untrainable. That's insane. If a dog is untrainable, you don't shoot it. You give it to President Biden.
So the dog shooting is what's gotten the most attention out of the book from the governor of South Dakota. And if you're wondering why is so many people talking about the governor of South Dakota, she was supposedly on the short list of choices for vice president. And she makes sense. She's pretty Trumpy. She's an attractive woman, like glams herself up the way Trump likes.
And it seemed pretty effective and good communicator in recent years.
And then she did what all politicians have to do for some reason, is put out a book right before they run. I don't know when that got started or became a thing.
Yeah, why is that obligatory?
Hmm.
So you get a round of publicity and the news talks about you a little bit?
I always thought that was part of it. I don't know if that still needs to be true. But so, like I said, the dog thing's getting so much attention. We talked about that a lot last week. And if you're a listener, you know that whole story, which we can revisit. But I thought this was the disqualifying thing. So her book includes her meeting with Kim Jong-un, which apparently never happened. And now they're taking it out of the book, which is an interesting punchline. But here's how the questioning went. This is how she handled it on Face the Nation yesterday.
So you write about lessons learned in leadership, and you bring up some specific incidents I want to ask you about. You talk about meeting some world leaders and one specific one. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage. And I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days and that those edits will be in place and that people will have the updated version.
So you did not meet with Kim Jong-un. That's what you're saying.
No, I've met with many, many world leaders. Many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. I think I've talked extensively in this book about my time serving in Congress, my time as governor, before governor, some of the travels that I've had. I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders. I'm just not going to do that. This anecdote shouldn't have been in the book. And as soon as it was brought to my attention, I made sure that that was adjusted. So the book is not released until Tuesday. And so we're doing all that we can to make sure that those changes are made, and I'm going to continue to focus on what this book is and the blueprint that it lays out for the American citizen on all of the things in the background.
Did she ask her one more time? I can't remember if she asked her one more time. Life,
but also what I think that needs to be identified in politics and what's broken today.
Good.
I talk about
To me, I heard that minute yesterday or 2 minutes yesterday and thought, okay, you're done. You're a hack. You're a bad liar. You're a complete hack. You're weak. You put something that you knew they were going to fact check. I mean, unless you're an idiot, which I think she probably is, you put something that's
harsh,
easily fact checkable in a book. You wrote about meeting with Kim Jong-un. People quickly searched and figured out you didn't. And I don't know what you would say after that, because it's a pretty stupid lie to make up. Yeah. But then you say things, well, I met with lots of world leaders. When that was brought to my attention, we quickly edited the book. And the new version will not have that in there. And out today is this from the book company. At the request of Governor Noem, we are removing a passage regarding Kim Jong-un from her book.
So it's fixed.
And
why are you yelling so much? They fixed it.
And it will be edited out of the audiobook, which she read herself. So she read the paragraph.
Wait a minute.
So she read the paragraph in the audiobook about her meeting with Kim Jong-un and didn't say, excuse me, that paragraph I just read, I've never met Kim Jong-un.
That is amazing. I was just about to say, I saw it differently. I was reading it differently that, you know, she just babbled a bunch of stories to some ghostwriter who isn't even credited on the cover, and that he'd misinterpreted it, and she never read it. So it was sloppy.
Well, that would be, too weak also.
Oh, no, she read it?
That would be too weak also.
Oh, my.
That's just so incredibly weak. We've got to get away from this kind of politics. There's got to be better people than this.
You would think.
Doesn't there?
They don't want to get into politics.
Well, I understand that.
Because it's a savage and horrifying business, and if you're successful at it, you become a prostitute.
I understand that, but we got to do better than, I met with Kim Jong-il, and I was used to dealing with tyrants because I worked with kids at the church, which is a good line, I guess.
Sure.
Except you never met with him. And then when you're questioned on it, you just say, well, I met with lots of world leaders. I'm not going to get into which leaders I met with. Well, you got into it in the book.
You know,
you mentioned
funny.
Him by specifics in the book.
Given how, I mean, she's caught with chocolate all over her face and all over her hands. The question being, who ate the chocolate? There's no arguing it. There's no spinning it. It's over. It is over. I happen to be wandering down to the kitchen to get a little caffeine juice, and she's on CBS this morning making the same plea, saying, and the hostess chick there said,
there she is right there today, looking a different sort of very, very glammed up.
But very glam. But so the hostess said, well, wait a minute. That's a specific recollection of a leader's reaction to you. Well, I've met with many world leaders through the years, and policies that support America are the policies I've supported. So she's obviously consulted with some sort of crisis PR outfit who's told her, no, don't address it at all. Just launch a new screed about how you've met with lots of world leaders, which again, but that's like, I've eaten many chocolates in my life. Many of us enjoy chocolate. Chocolate is a delightful treat, but what I want to talk about is the southern border. No, 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 no.
So I can't even imagine how you get that far off track. How you think you're going to have in a book that you met with one of the most controversial world leaders and you didn't, and it's not going to come out. I mean, I just can't even imagine. But maybe she just looks at Joe Biden telling his fanciful stories or Kamala Harris's word salads or, you know, Trump University and thinks, apparently anything goes. So apparently I can, you know, I didn't have a fake university for a while. I mean, you know, and he got elected president.
You know, she actually made that argument on Face the Nation about Biden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go ahead, play 32, Michael. We may not play the whole thing, but...
So you talk about your time in the Armed Services Committee from 2013 to 2015. In that period of time, the leader of South Korea was a female president. I'm wondering, who is it that you confused Kim Jong-un with?
Well, I think you need to remember, Margaret, and everybody needs to remember that I've worked on ag policy and federal policy for over 30 years. My time in serving and making policies in this country has been extensive and covered decades.
Right, but so you never went to North Korea.
I make no specifics in this book. I talk about the fact that, yes, I have. I've been there. So
you went to North Korea?
Yeah, talked to the DMZ, and there are details. There are details in this book that talk about going to the DMZ and specifics that I'm willing to share. There's some specifics I'm not willing to share with you. Mm. I've traveled the world, and I've visited with world leaders. And some of that is referenced in the book, and this anecdote is something that, when it was brought to my attention, we made some changes, and when the book's released, we'll do all that we can to see
funny.
That
The very that quote in the description of the clip is... Biden has lied 150 times. I'm treated differently. Okay? Must have been the wrong quote.
Okay, well, shit. So she's done. I mean, there's really no point in going on about her. I don't think. She's done.
Yeah. And everyone knows it.
So a bunch of people were auditioning yesterday, I thought, pretty clearly. Oh, by the way, because some people are probably angered that criticizing the... Republican and taking the side of Face the Nation. They never grilled Democrats like that.
Oh, no.
On anything ever.
Nope.
Never, ever, ever would Margaret Brennan ever pick something fake out of a Democrat's book and then hang on to it like a dog on a bone and embarrass the person.
No, they're utterly never, biased, ever. Of course.
I have no problem with her doing that for Kristi Noem, but only if you do it on the other side also.
Yeah, I'm just, this is the NFL draft. Figuring out who's going to be Trump's VP. I want to get the best one conceivable, so that's why I'm into this.
So I think that's Marco Rubio. Listen to a little of him. He was on fire yesterday. Clip 76 there, Michael.
I think Joe Biden, he hasn't done it again because he's weak and he's feeble. But Joe Biden, very early on, should have said, as I asked him to do back in October, if you're in the streets of the United States, you're here as a visitor on a visa. Okay, you're not an American. You're here on a visa, and you're here to teach or you're here to go to school. And you're out there chanting on behalf of Hamas and Hezbollah and these terrorist groups, who, by the way, also hate America. We should revoke your visa. If you are here in this country as a visitor on a visa, and you are defacing statues in George Washington, ripping down American flags, putting up Palestinian flags, you should have your visa revoked and eliminated. And he should have been very clear about whose side we're on from the very beginning. But there's a bunch of Democratic donors, major Democratic donors, who are behind the groups that are funding all this. I saw the other day, I think it was in UCLA, there's thousands of dollars of plywood that they were using as barricades against the police. They're committing acts of violence, not just acts of anti-Semitism, acts of violence, of vandalism, threatening people. I saw another video of a Jewish student who had to get police, had to basically shame the police into escorting him so that he could go into an area of the university where he had every right to be because of these zombies, these anti-Semitic left-wing nutcases that the president should have been very firm about. And that's why everything in America is in chaos, from our border to our campuses, total chaos, because we have a weak and we have a feeble president who cannot communicate and refuses to take a strong line on this because he's afraid of people voting against him in November who support these crazy ideas.
Ding, ding, ding.
Much like the one brown horse who got his nostril out in front of those other two brown horses and won the Kentucky Derby. I wish I hadn't in front of me what their names were. Anyway, he just went a nose ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I think Marco Rubio's the guy. And he knew exactly what he was doing. He's auditioning to be the kind of guy that Trump wants as a vice presidential candidate out there talking about revoking visas and calling them nut jobs and zombies and calling Joe Biden weak and feeble.
Yes.
Well, that bad, it kept current.
That's Trump talk right there.
And Secretary of State Tom Cotton.
I could see that, yeah. Mm. I think Marco Rubio is going to be the guy, which is pretty interesting. You go back to 2016 when it was little Marco, and I've never seen anybody drink that much water. And
yeah,
you're not going to make America great again. You're going to make America orange again, that whole thing.
Now, politicians will call each other, you know, cat rapists and dog murderers and
cat rapists,
child kickers and the rest of it, and then be arm in arm a week later. But other than the little Marco stuff, which was just Trump's stupid third grade insults, he never really laid a glove on him in terms of policy or leadership or anything like that. So
policy.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah, as if that enters into elections. Wow. Wow. Marco. My money's on Marco.
And I think that makes the ticket easier to vote for if you're kind of a, God, Trump, I don't know sort of person.
Right. Right.
Certainly as opposed to if it was a Christy Lake or whoever.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Intriguing.
Is that her name? Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake. Eh, it doesn't matter.
She didn't shoot her dog, did she?
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe that's how she's going to get her attention today.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Get back in the news.
And as soon as that announcement is made, have you heard any, what does Halpern say the timetable is probably on making the Veep announcement?
We got a long time. The only reason I thought of bring it up was all these people were so clearly auditioning for the job yesterday on the talk shows, I thought.
And the talk shows were happy to book them.
Oh, absolutely.
Which would suggest, you know, the apple's about ripe or the egg's about to hatch or something.
Trump said the other day, and I think he's absolutely right, the reason people are bringing this up is they got to talk about something. And, you know, these races were settled so much earlier than it's ever happened before.
Yeah.
So we just got all this dead time in between. But, yeah, Marco Rubio's the guy. That's if I had to bet, I'm putting $100 on little Marco.
One of the reasons that Bill Barr said that reelecting Joe Biden president would be national suicide is because the whole DEI crap would go even further. We've got a thorough update on the state of DEI madness and woke neo-Marxism coming up.
Tom Brady got roasted at a big event yesterday, and I've read some of the headlines. Sounds pretty funny and jazzy. We'll have to get some of that at some point, too. A lot of good stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
It is great to be here with a bunch of people sitting around talking smack about Tom Brady. Or as we call that in the Manning family, Thanksgiving. One thing that Tom and I definitely have in common, though, is our love of the game of golf. And listen, not to brag, we're both pretty good players. My handicap is a 6.4, while Tom's handicap is blowing leads in the Super Bowl to my brother Eli.
Yep, that's a good one. So I guess Brady made fun of his old coach Belichick. Let's hear a little of that.
And now, for the real reason y'all here, Coach Bill Belichick. I've been out of the game for a minute, so I'm curious. How many Super Bowl rings have you won since I left?
That's a good one.
Maybe it's not just the guy on the sideline. When I go to the Indy 500, I don't ask the winning driver, hey, who gassed up your car?
Wow. Wow. Oof. So obviously willing to throw, you know, javelins at the coach, but I saw and read that one of the comedians made a joke about Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and getting a massage and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Brady, we have
got
that?
That one.
Yeah.
So Tom became a Patriot, moved up to New England, and on the first day of training camp, that scrawny rookie famously walked into the owner, Robert Kraft's office, and said, "I'm the best decision your organization has ever made." Would you like a massage? I love Robert Kraft.
Don't
I
say
love
that
him.
Again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's having fun. Look at him.
Wow, don't say that S again. Brady says dead seriously.
So why?
I don't know. That's why the contrast is what caught my attention, because he was more than willing to throw haymakers at Bill Belichick. But when the owner's foibles came up, Brady was like, don't be talking about that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know if you ever watched those roasts with Jeff Ross, the comedian. He's the roast master general, and there are like no limits on those
yes,
roasts.
Brutal.
They are rough.
I can't watch them.
I never understand why people show up for them.
Yeah.
To get made of in like the most personal ways. But apparently that was making fun of the massage thing with Kraft.
It was too far for the goat.
Apparently he has a different relationship with the owner than he had with the coach.
For those not familiar with the story, the owner of the Pats got busted for, you know, soliciting prostitution the day before the conference championship game. Is that right?
I don't remember that
or
part.
Day
of it,
of?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about to fly to Kansas City for the game. Right?
Oh, that's right. You know something, Katie?
I'm just seeing a popular opinion online that Brady was playing along with the joke.
It's hard
and that
to say.
Him going up and doing that was kind of a Will Smith, Chris Rock mockery moment.
Huh.
Although he could have a good relationship with the owner who paid him lots of money and kept him around for the coach thing, and this is getting too far into football, but the hearing what a genius Bill Belichick was all those years, when you passed on me for 5 rounds before you drafted me the 6th round, all right, and you didn't start me. The only reason I ever started was Drew Bledsoe got hurt, and then we won the Super Bowl that year. So shut up with the he's a genius. I can see that sticking in your craw your whole life.
I could absolutely see that, too. Yeah, it'd be like, you know, Brian Epstein getting all the credit for the success of the Beatles. And they're like, hey, we're up here playing the songs.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've never watched those roasts on YouTube or whatever, pick your favorite star. And they're brutal.
Ugh.
So DEI has run its course, perhaps. I hope it's true.
I hope it DIEs.
Armstrong and Getty.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.